Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be if the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
It's Austin. Austin Price, VolQuest.com. Really, that's the music that hit Neyland Stadium when Georgia State took the field this past Saturday. Will things be different tomorrow night on the river as Tennessee hosts BYU? Will Jeremy Pruitt look like he can organize a game?
We're all going to find out together at 6 o'clock Central tomorrow night on ESPN.
Follow Austin on Twitter at Austin Priceless. Austin, how are you?
I'm doing great, guys. You know, I've not talked to you since last Friday.
I know, because of the holiday, and then you were playing a wonderful golf course. Where were you on Tuesday?
I was at Oaklawn in Pittsburgh.
Yes, well done on that trip.
So, Austin, we heard a lot of talk in the offseason. We've heard a lot of talk this week about player-only meetings and coaching staff meetings and everything else. Do you feel like there has been a bounce back from this that was necessary after something disastrous like this in the opening week to where Tennessee is at all different this week in how they're approaching things, both coaching staff and player-wise?
Well, I do think that they have they've got a renewed energy. I do think that the coaching staff has brought more pep in the step. You know, Jeremy Pruitt's been back to his yelling self this week on the practice field. But I don't think anybody truly knows until they hit the field tomorrow night. You know, at 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 Central. What team we'll see. You can have all the player-led meetings, and you can say all the right things in a midweek press conference you want to, but at the end of the day, man, it comes down to the want to. And, you know, does Tennessee have enough guys that want it like Juwan Jennings does? You know, I mean, again, I've said for years, Juwan Jennings will be the guy that, you know, when his four-year-old went up to shoot a basketball, you know, in the backyard, he'll block a shot. I mean, he don't like to lose. He hates losing. And so, do they have enough of those type of guys? I just don't know if they do. And, I think some of those young guys are like that, but is Tennessee going to have enough gumption to make that move to some of those young guys? Because, you know, every decision is magnified, you know, after, you know, what happened last Saturday. And, you know, kids are so quick to leave. If you take a guy like Marcus Tatum out of the lineup, put Darnell Wright in, then Marcus Tatum is like, I'm out. I can do what Kelly Bryant did a year ago, and you know, set up the rest of this year and go play somewhere next year. I think about all those things when you're decide who's going to play, decide how the team responds. But I think Tennessee's in a must-win situation come tomorrow night.
Where would Garantano fall in that category?
Yeah, I think it matters to Jarrett whether he wins or loses. I think he's a competitive guy. I don't think he's just collecting a scholarship check. He's a quarterback. He understands the magnitude. But he's got to play better. You know, there's no doubt about it. And, they need him to be a lot better than he was last week. You know, and it wasn't all on him. There was a ton of guys around him that didn't play very well. But, you know, at the end of the day, when you play quarterback, you get all the glory when you win. You get a lot more blame when you lose. And so, you know, he's got to be better. I do think that it matters to him to say that, you know, winning and losing is irrelevant to Jarrett is not accurate. I do think there's some guys on this team, though, that, you know, I mean, it's just become customary to take an L and move on to the next week, keep collecting the scholarship check. And that's got to change if Tennessee's got to change.
Is it arrogance or stupidity with the coaching staff? Because it's definitely one of the two. Either they were so arrogant and thought more highly of the roster they had going up against Georgia State that they did very little prep and they weren't ready to even execute the game in terms of substitutions and everything else, or it's stupidity that they didn't know how to adjust to some very simple things that Georgia State were doing. And And I get that they're lacking in some defensive areas. They could have made some adjustments that would have stopped some early runs by Georgia State in that game. So which one is it, arrogance or stupidity, just looking back at this week one loss to Georgia State?
I honestly think it's a little bit of both. I mean, I do think there was some arrogance there that thought they were just going to roll the balls out and beat Georgia State. And then I do think that, you know, the Tennessee, you know, failed to adjust. Jeremy Pruitt said early in the week he was happy with the adjustments they made. How can you be? I mean, Georgia State did whatever they wanted to on offense. Did whatever they wanted to. And so I think it's a little bit of both.
What do you think about specifically the matchup with BYU? I guess I'll start with this. Do you think that there's going to be renewed energy from the Tennessee team on Saturday night, that it's going to look different from that game against Georgia State, at least from the beginning?
I do. I think Jim Chaney will call the game differently. I think that this is a big week for him. I think that the team will come out with a lot of energy early, but I think you have to avoid coming out so high that if things don't go your way, that the air just goes, you know, flying out of the balloon early, and all of a sudden, then it's a real uh-oh type moment. You know, but and if you're BYU, if you survive the first quarter, you got to feel pretty good because, you know, Tennessee's going to come out with emotion. They're going to come out fired up. And the people that are there, obviously I don't think it's going to be a huge crowd coming off last Saturday, but the people that are there are the diehards. They're going to be the ones that want to be there. They you know, they're not going to let this team, you know, go out there and play a football game without them in attendance. And so they're going to be loud early, even if, you know, the attendance numbers aren't great. That portion will be very, very vocal early in the football game. So I think Tennessee's going to have to juice early and BYU withstand it.
The biggest thing I'm looking for, and it sounds crazy to fast forward or rewind last week and know that a week from now I'd be saying this, was just seeing if the organizational aspects of a football game will be visible for the Tennessee Volunteers tomorrow. I mean, that's how just awful it was against Georgia State.
Well, I mean, how you line up.
Right.
Running guys on late. I mean, just little things like that. I mean, like, I get that's going to happen every now and again. Okay? Kids will get lost on the sidelines, not understand what's going on, not be paying attention. Coaches end up, you know, yelling his name. He grabs his helmet and he runs out there late. That stuff happens across college football occasionally. But to have as many kind of oddities that, you know, you saw last week where, you know, two defensive ends are lined up on the same side of the field and, you know, running guys on late and this and that, you know, you hope that it's better. You expect it to be better in week two. You know, that, to me, those are the little things. If you can't line up, you're likely not going to stop somebody. We had a high school game last night over here at Jefferson County, and you know, the Morristown West team had massive confusion in the secondary on one play. I mean, it was just, you know, they did not know what was going on. But the quarterback dropped the ball, the guy gets sacked. Tennessee didn't have any of those moments last week. You know, I mean, they didn't have anything where Georgia State shot themselves in the foot. You know, when Georgia State went out, they executed like they're supposed to execute. Tennessee didn't.
So BYU coming off a game where they didn't execute in the fourth quarter, two defensive touchdowns, they end up getting beaten easily by Utah, but the game was close for a while. We all believe BYU better than Georgia State, but they're also very different. The quarterback can run, but he's not the running threat that they saw in week one at quarterback against Georgia State. They're bigger, they're stronger. Just when you look at the matchup, roster versus roster, what do you think about Tennessee against BYU? Maybe where Tennessee has an advantage, and maybe where they could struggle in this game against the Cougars?
Well, I think ultimately Tennessee, as a more veteran team, you know, is going to, you know, find some of those guys like Juwan Jennings, Marquez Callaway. You know, on the defensive side, they're not as veteran. It's a younger football team. I mean, you got guys like Henry To'oTo'o. Obviously, up front, you've got some guys that may be a little older because they went the JUCO route, but they're inexperienced at this level. And their secondary, same thing, starting a guy like Warren Burrell. I think that's where Tennessee's weak, is just defensively against, you know, BYU's offense. You know, Tennessee, to me, has got to take advantage on the offensive side of the ball. I think they've got to pound the rock, you know, find a way to, you know, get Ty Chandler more involved, to get Eric Gray more involved. I think up front, Tennessee's offensive line, to me, is, you know, nobody knows. Everybody's like, oh, they're not any better. How do you know? I mean, Tennessee had four sacks. two were on Garantano, one was on a running back. They really gave it one sack. And that was late in the game. And then two, you know, Tennessee abandoned the run in the second half. And so, you know, I think Tennessee's offensive line has a chance to have a nice day tomorrow against BYU. But can Tennessee's defense do anything against the Cougars' offense? I just up front, man, I just have to see it for myself, my own two eyes, to believe this defensive line can do anything. Because last week, it just looked like last year, you know, with big play after big play. Anytime Georgia State needed something, they got it.
What's the latest on Bryce Thompson?
Same old, same old. He's still away from the football team. And I do think, in my opinion, Bryce Thompson will end up back on this football team. But I think Tennessee's going to dot every I, cross every T, and, jump through every hoop, imaginable for that to happen.
Austin Price, VolQuest.com with the VolQuest Report, twice a week with us. At Austin Priceless on Twitter. Thank you, Austin. Enjoy the weekend. We will catch up with you on Monday.
All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Austin Price, every Monday and Friday with the VolQuest Report.